Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, March 2nd, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. TikTok launched the Safety Advisory Council in Europe, which brings together child safety and mental health experts to help moderate content. This comes after Italy's Data Protection Authority ordered TikTok in January to block users it cannot age verify following the death of an underage girl attempting a so-called blackout challenge on TikTok. Google updated its workplace productivity suite to allow for joining Google Meet from multiple devices, a new focus mode event type that limits notification across workplace apps, and a new time insights feature for Calendar to show employees how much time they spend in meetings. There's also Google Workplace Frontline, which lets organizations customize workplace deployments and build custom no-code AppSheet apps. Microsoft announced updates to Teams, including a private preview of Teams Connect, letting users share channels with anyone, and a preview of end-to-end encryption for one-on-one team VoIP calls. Teams is also adding webinar support with up to 1,000 attendees. Microsoft also announced Intelligent Speakers, a puck-like device that can identify up to 10 different voices in a Teams meeting and automatically generate a transcript of the meeting as it progresses, with support for translation. Pricing and availability wasn't announced. Cisco's WebEx teleconferencing platform now supports free real-time translation of English into captions for over 100 languages. The feature is available as a public preview now, generally available in May. After launching in India in September, YouTube Shorts began rolling out as a beta to all users in the U.S. Users can now generate and view swipeable 1-minute vertical videos, with the Shorts section appearing on the mobile app section of the YouTube home screen. Walmart dropped its $35 order minimum for its 2-hour express delivery service available to Walmart Plus subscribers, although the service still incurs a flat $10 fee, and non-express same-day orders and deliveries still carry a $35 minimum. Walmart says the delivery service is available through nearly 3,000 Walmart stores, reaching 70% of the U.S. population. Volvo committed to only make and sell electric vehicles by 2030. As part of this transition, Volvo is also pivoting to sell or lease its all-electric vehicles online and at preset prices. A note from analyst Ming-Chi Kuo says the iPhone 13 will offer the same form factor and screen sizes as the iPhone 12 lineup, but with a reduced notch area, with Pro models also getting faster f1.8 ultrawide cameras with autofocus, as well as a 120Hz screen. Kuo further reports that Apple has no plans to adopt USB-C on future iPhone devices or integrate a Touch ID sensor into the power button. Gatorade released the GX Sweat Patch, a single-use fitness wearable that funnels sweat through color-changing channels, which are then scanned by the GX app after a workout. This provides insights into how to hydrate after specific workouts, with support for creating profiles for different workout types. The GX Sweat Patch comes in a 2-pack for $25. The PlayStation Store will no longer offer TV or movie purchases and rentals as of August 31, 2021, a service first launched in July 2008. Customers will still be able to access content purchased for on-demand playback on the PS4 and PS5 consoles, as well as on mobile. XDA developer-editor Michel Rahman discovered the Google TV app on Android includes code for a new feature to use the app as a remote control for navigating an Android TV device. The feature appears to only be in testing right now, but Rahman was able to get it paired and working with some Android TV hardware. Square's industrial bank, Square Financial Services, began operations after completing the charter approval process with the FDIC and the Utah Department of Financial Institutions. The bank will offer loan and deposit services to businesses, including underwriting and originating business loans for Square Capital's existing lending products. Twitter will label tweets with misinformation about COVID-19 vaccines, with labels linking to public health information. Twitter will use a 5-strike rule for sharing this misinformation, with users receiving a permanent suspension on the 5th strike. And finally, New Scientist reports that NASA's Perseverance rover on Mars uses a radiation-hardened version of the PowerPC 750 CPU, the same chip Apple branded as the G3 in the original iMac. The chip is a real screamer, running at up to 200 MHz and can withstand up to 1 million rads and temperature ranges between -55 and 125 degrees Celsius. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.